Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, San Francisco police officers say today they won't participate in this year's LGBTQ plus pride parade after event organizers asked the officers not to wear uniforms. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by insider Phil Mateer. Phil, is this surprising to you at all?
I'll tell you what, part of it's not surprising given the nature of politics in San Francisco, but it's in a typical San Francisco way, you know, it's got a lot of twists in it, and it could get even bigger. As a matter of fact, I think it is going to get bigger. What we have here is initially, in the wake of the last parade, 2019, when there was a confrontation between demonstrators against the parade's corporate influence who tried to block the parade and police, and the George Floyd murder in Minneapolis. There was a call to say no more police in the parade. And there was because it was too traumatizing. It was a political statement. So what happened was it's been a series of talks and meetings back and forth where the parade organizers said, okay, tell you what, police and sheriffs, since they're both law enforcement, we don't want them in uniforms because, you know, that's a traumatic message to be sending to people watching it who've been abused by police. So we want, you can march, but not in uniform. But the firefighters, they can march in uniform. Well, the police and fire gay groups said no to that. The police said no. They said, we're gay, we're trans, we're out. We want people to see us in a uniform as a statement of that. The sheriff's deputy said the same thing. And then the firefighters went with the chief said, we're not going to go with without uniforms either. So what we have is a standoff that could get even bigger.
And Phil, with the firefighters now saying they won't march if they can't be in uniform, do you think that will change the way police officers are looked at uniform in the parade?
No, I think everybody is just right now. The feeling is, look, these guys and gals and transsexual people go out there. They risk their lives. They are working for the community. Yes, there is controversy, but big changes have been made over the years. We have the first openly out lesbian fire chief. We have, you know, throughout the department, police and sheriff's department, everybody's there. They want to be out there and they want to be seen, and they're proud about what they do. Now, here's what it is they said anything less than that is a step back. What it's going to get interesting is because I hear the mayor is very sympathetic with the police and fire and sheriff's unions. And if they don't march, there's a chance that she won't be in the parade either because she feels like she has to have their back.
All right. Well, to be continued, I suppose. Thank you very much, Phil. That is KCBS insider Phil Mateer, who will be back with Jeff and Patty this afternoon at 5:50.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!